and welcome to this ICIS Europe Chemical Update podcast. I'm Vicky Ellis, and in this podcast, we'll be putting the spotlight on Group 3 base oils prices, which have been doing some really interesting things this year. We'll start off with a look at the first three quarters of 2017, and then get a snapshot of factors in the mix as we head into Q4 2017. Joining me a little bit later in the podcast is one of our market reporters, Lucy Ritano, and we'll be asking her about the trends that we've seen at the going into Q4. But to kickstart us off on things, I'm going to take us through a little bit of what we've been seeing in the first 3 months of the year. Now, in early 2017, you would hear people say how long Group 3 really was, and it was in complete contrast to how Group 1 base oils was looking, which was very, very tight for some of those lighter grades. The reasons behind that, we had some extra supply coming in from sellers such as Abu Dhabi, ADNOC, via a local regional distributor, and that had been really putting a bit of pressure on the market, alongside the existing supply in Europe, or rather, supply to Europe. Looking at prices, we can start to see a turning point around about the second quarter, and several factors were behind that. We had the Shell gas to liquid plant in Qatar at the start of the year had a closure, and the knock-on effect was fairly significant in the base oils market. Also, there were some planned turnarounds at a major Korean producer, SK, at three of its plants, one after the other, in April, May and June, so they weren't able to pick up any of the slack. Even once the Shell plant restarted in April, its base oils production, there was still obviously a tail end to that. Prices plateaued subsequently over the summertime, and there has been talk of much softer prices going into the fourth quarter 2017. And I know this is something that Lucy has been looking at. So Lucy, can you tell us a little bit about what prices have been like as we reach the fourth quarter?
Yes, well, thanks, Vicky. Prices have softened already. There was a lot of talk about lower prices, and actually ICIS's range now sits at 750 to 840 euros per tonne on an FCA basis, and that's for both 4-centre stoke and 6-centre stoke. This comes on the back of supply being improved. The production issues that you mentioned just now are resolved, and there seems to be more material available on the market. There are some conflicts regarding premiums on 6 over 4-centre stoke, which we're hearing could be around 30 euros per tonne. Other feedback points towards there being no premiums, so there's some conflict there. Another trend that we're seeing is that unapproved material, we're hearing lower prices for that, around 725 euros per tonne. And according to industry insiders, this is creating pressure even on approved prices. There's also talk of one producer planning a refocus to Group 3 Plus products, which could impact availability throughout 2018. So that's what I'm seeing as we go into Q4.
Okay, that's really interesting. One other thing that I would maybe add on the Group 3 front that I've heard is that an agreement between Neste and BAPCO for marketing some Group 3 product from their joint venture Bahraini plant is worth watching. Some market players believe this agreement ends in October, and people are very interested to see whether it will reduce the amount of OEM-approved material in the market. So anybody who's looking into Group 3 should definitely keep an eye on that. Thanks very much for explaining that, Lucy, earlier on. And for our listeners, please do join us again for the next instalment of the ICIS Europe Chemical Update podcast, or you can catch up, of course, with all the latest news on the ICIS dashboard. For ICIS here in London, I'm Vicky Ellis.